You're listening to SBS News.
Visa applications are set to rise above 13 million per annum by the year 2028, and the Department of Home Affairs says this leaves it no choice but to outsource visa processing. The federal government plans to spend $80 million developing what it is calling the Global Digital Platform. Melissa Golightly from the Department of Home Affairs says any suggestion jobs will be lost as a result of the change is incorrect.
In accordance with our very consistent public statements, it's incorrect. Our intention is that we will not lose any staff member as a result of implementing this platform.
Okay.
We have more work for our staff than the proverbial you can poke a stick at.
John Hourigan is the National President of the Migration Institute of Australia. He says the organisation does not support the implementation of the platform.
We do not support the privatisation of our visa system. There is a natural tension between border security and the privatisation and commercialisation of immigration processes, or to put it more simply, a tension between integrity and profit. The MIA has grave concerns over the commercialisation of visa processing. The initial concept of the Global Digital Platform is flawed, and this government is reckless to continue with its implementation.
At a Senate Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee hearing, Michael Tull from the Community and Public Sector Union raised concerns about the contract's limited tender.
The very theory, the underpinning theory here of external procurement is that value for taxpayer dollar, quality and value of taxpayer dollar comes through competition. What we've got here is a $9 billion contract that's attracted two bidders. That we think that's inadequate for the size and scope of a contract of this type.
There are concerns too that the privatisation of the visa application process could result in some applicants being disadvantaged. The Community and Public Sector Union's Melissa Donnelly cited examples in the United Kingdom.
In the UK, visa privatisation has resulted in price gouging of visa applicants, vulnerable applicants being exploited, private providers using long delays in processing to drive interest to a quicker premium, higher price product. The very existence of a stream where applicants who can pay more get better services runs deeply to the counter to the community's expectations of how public services should be delivered.
Michael Waits from Public Services International also used the United Kingdom as an example of why privatising the visa application process would disadvantage some applicants.
Costs to external visa applicants have increased between 14 and 72%, depending on the visa type, with optional services ranging from £5 to £1,000. These optional services, which have found to be of little or no benefit, are a clear example of profit focus over quality control.
Dr. Abul Rizvi is a former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department. He says a profit motive risks the integrity of the entire immigration system.
The real cost in this, I believe, is ultimately a loss of control in the visa system.
There are also fears the move could dehumanise the visa process, given that of the current 28 steps required to approve a student visa, only one would remain with the Department of Home Affairs. But Home Affairs' Melissa Golightly insists visa processing will not become a solely computerised system.
Refusal decisions or decisions that take away a right or entitlement will only be made by departmental officials. They will not be made by the computer.
Advocates say the changes and potential charges will affect those who can least afford them, vulnerable asylum seekers. Sarah Dale from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service explains.
Decisions involving protection matters are more nuanced, and the clients have significantly different needs, having fled torture, trauma, and other associated violence. This is not an area that is easily comprehended without significant training and is not appropriate for a tick-box commercial setting.
The government wants the privately operated platform to be online next year. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.